Go on then, upbraid me.
You're more than a disaster, and yeah, that's all I can think of, I'm afraid.
Why? Explain the nature of your upbraiding. Why was it that you felt need to blog last night about upbraiding Mr. Lark?
Probably because I was having difficulty with your music. I can't remember. I really can't remember.
As I recall from the blog entry, you were having difficulty sleeping because of my...
Yes, that was it. That was it. Yeah, no, I couldn't get to sleep because I had one of the songs stuck in my head.
Something for which I'm meant to be responsible, I suppose.
Well, yes, it's a very catchy song, and I do enjoy it, but it's very irritating when you're trying to get to sleep.
I'm talking, by the way, to Lily.
Hello.
Explain who you're playing in this.
I am playing Lady Adelaide Blemley, and she is the host of the house party. She's not particularly a nice lady, but she's very fun to play.
Why is what's fun about her?
Because she can be very mean to people. And a little
bit
over.
She upbraids them.
She does upbraid them, yes. And she has quite an upsetting relationship with her husband, though. That can be a bit sad sometimes.
Do you think our casual listener, I'm assuming we have one, maybe a bold assumption, do you think our casual listener would even know what the word upbraid means?
Perhaps not. Perhaps not.
I can't remember where it came from. It was definitely kind of one of Saki's words rather than mine.
Yeah, because I put it into my phone last night and it said, this is not how you spell it. This is spelt wrong.
How did it want to spell upbraid?
Upbraid.
I see. No, yes. Upbraid is definitely a word.
Mm-hmm.
I also cut out a word. I changed it.
Oh.
The original word was Saki used was hidebound.
Oh.
Lovely word.
That's a great word. The hidebounding of Mr. App is not quite the same.
Hidebound. I changed it to narrow-minded. The Admiralty.
Okay.
Dreadfully hidebound. No one would know what they were talking about.
That's true.
How do you think rehearsals are going today?
They're okay, but I think people are a little confused because we've done things in a funny order.
I think that's Helena's fault, isn't it?
Probably Helena's fault. We have to blame Rosemary Gilpit for that. but yes, I think it's okay. I think people
We are doing it in chunks. So I should explain to our casual listener, our hypothetical casual listener, that
yes.
We are not doing things backwards or anything.
No.
We've not gone into Sondheim land.
In quarters, we did first quarter and third quarter yesterday, and now we're doing second and fourth quarter today.
We started with the fourth quarter.
We started with the fourth quarter. So,
Lady
Adelaide Blemley is very confused.
Oh, emotional journey is all in the wrong order.
It is, certainly in the wrong order.
How have you found tackling the emotional journey of being this slightly unpleasant person in a loveless marriage?
I'm quite enjoying it, actually. It's been fairly easy, because most of the time, apart from one scene where she is very emotionally involved at listening to Sir Wilfred sing, most of the time she sort of doesn't really care about him, which is quite fun to play.
And explain the relationship you have with Clovis, the young
man
at your...
Clovis. Now, that's
that
a different matter. Well, exactly. Clovis is a young ne'er-do-well who is said to have... endless energy for that sort of thing.
That sort of thing?
Croquet, Mr.
Oh, I see.
Croquet,
I was,
obviously.
I totally grabbed hold of the wrong end of the mallet there.
Yes, definitely.
And looking forward to Edinburgh?
Absolutely.
Have you been before?
I haven't, no.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be tremendous fun and lots of hard work.
But your experience of fringe theatre runs to...
Well, yes. I work... as a volunteer front of house staff at Bedfringe, and I've been doing that since 2008. So I know how fringes work, but I've never seen one quite
I think most people would agree that the Edinburgh Fringe is like the Bedford Fringe,
but huge.
A bit smaller.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine. It's going to be huge. I'm
Fantastic.
Really looking forward to it.
What fun we shall have.
Much fun.
We haven't really worked out how to finish these things.
No.
Any ideas?
Not really.
Maybe we should just... sidle away from...
I think we should, okay. Yeah, just awkward.
Awkward.
Awkward finish.
Okay.
Good. Bye.
Bye.
There
we got the authentic Lady Blemley snort.
No!